Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Bizzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we want to tell you about a show we just went to. I'm a little afraid to say the name. Are we allowed to say the name? That. It's called Cock. It is, and it's...
By Kinetic Theater,
and it's set in a cockfight arena, I guess. And it is about a boy who falls in love with a boy who also falls in love with a girl, and how these two people fight for John, their love interest. And
I would call them men and women, though.
Men and women.
Boy makes it sound a little bit like they're teenagers.
Funny.
And they're
What's funny is Sam called the guy who plays the father in the show called them a girl and a man, and I was like, ooh, it's either boy and girl, or man and woman.
I noticed that too, and I think that's why.
But the very father sexy sexist sort of thing way, but you know. But no, very interesting show. We were saying it was a deep exploration of identity.
Both personal and sexual.
Both personal and sexual, yes. Because John is he's a character in flux, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes.
And these two people that love him want them for themselves, a man and a woman, who are not named. Their characters are not named. They are played by Ethan Hova and Erica Strasberg. And John is played by Thomas Constantine Moore. Excellent acting.
Oh, really, really superb. John Constantine Moore was so real and so authentic, and each and every one of them, I truly believe they were their characters. And it was, I think, really difficult to do that on a set where there was nothing. We knew that they were sitting down, but they were really standing up. We knew everything.
They didn't mime things. They didn't use any props. This is a caveat of the play by the writer that it is played with nothing but the humans. And what they, just them, and like we said, raw, everyone was very authentic, like you said.
And didn't you totally love Ethan Hova's facial expressions?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was one time.
It was almost Jack Benny-ish at one time.
Well, there's one,
held the pose and held the face and just.
There's one time where John, the character of John, played by Thomas Constantine Moore, is talking to Erica, played the woman, and he says something shocking, and Ethan Hova's off on the side opens his mouth.
Like he was shocked.
Like, what is going on? And I'm watching him, and if you're watching the other two, you might not notice him. So some people in the audience were laughing, and some people were not, because it depends on who you are focused on. It's done in the round.
Right. That's what I was going to say. So sometimes you're seeing different views.
Right. Exactly. And we sat separately. So we might have seen different things. Very well done.
I think I have to give a shout out to the dialect coach, because everybody afterwards was talking about it. We noticed it.
Oh, yeah.
Their British accents were absolutely perfect.
I normally hate British accents done by American actors. They did spot on. Spot on!
I wish I could do that.
I can't even do it.
I need to talk to Natalie Baker Shire to learn how to do a British accent.
The dialect coach. Do it.
She was, yes. And so many people commented on that. Normally, we don't even mention that. But
right. But it bears mentioning, because I've seen a lot of shows where some people are doing excellent accents and some people are not. And it just takes you right out of it. But these people were real, authentic, brilliant performances.
And I think we need to give a shout out to the director too, because Andrew Paul, to direct that, had to pay so much attention to detail and where he placed the actors on the stage. And the, I mean, his directing of that,
it's logistically tricky, yes. But very well done. Like I said, deep, probing exploration of identity. Done by authentic and excellent actors.
And deeply thoughtful.
Right. The writing was crisp and clear and believable.
And when, intense.
Right. When John is with the man, you think that's who he should be with. When John is with the woman, you think that's who he should be with. And it's a little...
We need to mention, too, a little bit raw. On the language, there was some raw language. You have to be prepared for that.
That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either, but I think it needs to be mentioned.
But yes, an excellent show. Go see...
At the Pittsburgh Playwright Space, produced by
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.